Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He loves us so much. When you look into the Lord, you begin to grow in every way. The more you pay attention to His Word, receiving it in your heart, the understanding of life comes into play. You begin to see what God sees. You begin to know what God knows because you're learning. And remember, when we think of a child or a son or daughter, those are people that we, in most cases, mentor. Most of the time, parents mentor their children. And they bear fruit after their type. When we look to the Lord, we begin to be His type. When we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, we become His likeness and extension at our will. See, you can't be an extension of God without against your will. It has to be on purpose. It has to be your dedication. We train our children in the way that they should go. They don't always agree, just like we didn't always agree with our parents. But over time, you'll see what they were trying to get across. My mother was an educator. She believed in education. She had a good experience in college. And she knew that if you take the right path, you'll be where you need to be. And she said, if you would just learn, if you would just study, she could see the future that I could have. And she really desired it. She earnestly desired it for me. But I had no interest in school at the time. But I could see vision in her eyes at when I was a child, when I was in elementary school. I knew that there was something good about what she was saying. Even though I saw it differently. I saw it as labor, work that I did not want to do. And I didn't have the best attitude at the time. But I thought like a child. I wanted to play. Playing was more important than lesson. Now my sisters, they are older and when, you know, girls are more studious anyway at an earlier age. I had to be interested in something before I could study it. And I did have an interest. I needed to know what the lessons that I would learn. And I did learn them. And many times it was reluctance. I learned it. It was easy to learn it, but I didn't. I could have made A's instead of C's. I could have made straight A's if I had applied myself. Life happened, and as I grew and as I was growing up, my dad bought a go-kart when I was 9. Joe Pratt turned it over, which turned out to be a blessing because I had to work on it, and I found out that I had mechanical abilities. And I found an interest. And over time, I began to study how cars work. And I became a mechanic, and I was a natural mechanic. I can put things together in my mind. I can build things. It's a natural. But I had to. Everything that I did had to be refined. I had to learn the profession of auto mechanics. And I was going to be a carpenter, but I liked mechanics more. I chose it so that I wanted a family also. I was surrounded by loving families. Not just my family, but my aunts, my uncles, neighbors. I saw the wholesomeness of families. People had, they were married and they had children and they loved their children. They had holidays, they had school events. They, you know, I wanted that. And but if I built houses, I would be all over the place for hours, and I wanted to be at home with my family every day. And that helped me change, that helped me select auto mechanics, and I loved it. I didn't like everything about it. You get dirty, it's hot in the summer and cold in the winter. Most places are not, you know, temperature control. That's fine, but I still like what I do. And I want to be good at it. Nevertheless, so I applied myself there. But I really didn't start reading books on my own until I got saved. When I got saved, when I asked the Lord to save me, I started reading His Word. I wanted to know things. But I found out studying God's Word was not labor, it was a blessing. And I couldn't get enough of His Word. My conversation, you know, I love to talk to people who love Him. And I continued. And I made all sorts of adjustments as I learned and grew in Him. Whatever you're looking to, you become like it. Whether it's good or bad. If the people you look to, a movie came out called Superfly. People, you know, they look to this guy. When you look at the film and see it for what it was a joke. But it wasn't a joke. A lot of people wanted to be like Superfly and sell drugs and do the things he did and have all kind of girlfriends and things. And then the hard drugs came out and people became like Superfly and worse. When you see how flamboyant he used to dress, it looked ridiculous now, but back then it was cool. And so it is when you take the wrong path. It becomes a joke against you. It becomes something that's hurtful. But things, when people make the wrong path, it hurts their lives. And Satan glamorizes it. He glamorized Superfly. And he had the long, pretty cars and all these things. You know, this is a ridiculous looking outfit in today's standards. But it was cool back then. And it don't have to... With Satan, he don't care. As long as his bait works. As long as his bait works, he don't care whether it turns out. He know it's not going to turn out good for you. He's trying to get people to go to hell. He's trying to hurt God. He can't get to God but through us. He can't touch God, so he tries to hurt his children. And every person God loves. So anybody he can take to hell, he knows that it deeply hurts God. Jesus paid a high cost for each of us to go to heaven, and he wants each of us in heaven. But he can't take us any kind of way. There will never be another Satan. This will be the end of sin forever. And everybody that he can save, they go to heaven. They'll never rebel like Satan did. In fact, when we respond to God's love and operate in His love, we judge Satan. Just like Lazarus. When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and Lazarus was standing there, all the enemies that Satan used against Jesus Christ, all of the enemies of Christ, they were angry. And they wanted to put Jesus to death, and they also wanted to put Lazarus to death because he was a witness against them. He judged their lying, idolatrous religion. They were sitting in the seat of Moses, but they hated God. And they wanted God dead, and they wanted the witness of God dead. They wanted Jesus dead, who was the Son of God, who is God. And they wanted Lazarus dead, who was you. See, cold religion can't work in the light. Satan is trying to put the light out. That's why he got into seminary schools and taught the preachers wrong for years. But the Holy Ghost came in his people and upon his people. And many churches, that many good men of God that went to seminary, they were taught that all the miracles went out with the apostles. That was the doctrine of the devil, started by Satan. Then there was just a lie. Healing, the miracles. They said it went out. Well, it didn't go out. People didn't. Those who knew how to walk in the light, they eventually died. And then the enemy used, but see, it never really died, because there were always a remnant of people who studied the word for themselves. And the Holy Spirit guided people to truth. And some people ran with it. Some people walked with it. Some people crawled with it. Some people sat on it. But see, a lie can't hold up when the Holy Spirit is out there guiding willing people that want to know Him. Well, I wanted to know God. So I began to study. I began to study the Word of God because I wanted, and the more I did, the more I saw. Now, when you follow God, the more you learn, you begin to see things from a greater point of view. The Word of God gives you a God's eye view. This is why I do so many broadcasts. The Lord told me to do it. The Lord wants His people to be reintroduced to life. He's using me as a vessel. When He first called me to the ministry, He said, "Behold, I have chosen you." He said, "Behold, you are my child. I have chosen you, and you should be a vessel of honor." And I didn't ask to be a preacher. I got up and I walked in the room and I prayed and I said, "Lord, what kind of preacher am I? What am I going to do? What am I?" He said, "Follow me." I got up and went right back to bed. And when I started ministering, He was guiding me. He was showing me what to do, what to say. I don't know what people need of myself, but God, I speak what God reveals. He knows people personally. When He give me a message for an audience, I take it seriously, because people need His word. They're going to make decisions whether they hear me or not. But if they hear something of God, and you know, they can grow. Those who take time to listen to these broadcasts and read the writings that God has given through me, I want them to have something that will help them. This is not to showboat. This is not a platform to produce pride. This is life. And I take the life of God serious. I love it, and I want more of it. But the more I learn, the more I see things for what they are. The Word of God gives you a greater view, a God's eye view. The more you take in and receive, the more you see what He sees. And as you receive it in your heart, you become like Him. In your character, in your advice, the advice you give, in your witness, in your persuasions, in what you condone. All these things help you in life. You're going to have to give people advice. Some of you have little sisters, little brothers that look to you, nephews, nieces, parents. See, children help their parents know who God is. Parents help help their children know who God is. Friends help friends know God. Preachers help members know God. Members help preachers know God. Everybody, it all works together. Every relationship, God started it. He gave us friends and family. And God can use people to help us all understand. We help each other out. First of all, by being kind to one another. Avoid being so critical against people. If people are in sin, love them anyway. Watch God's face to see how you can help them. This is their last chance before they get thrust into hell. But preacher, that ain't popular to say, but it's a fact. Your love and kindness can make the difference. Your wisdom and knowledge can make the difference. And people, they take tolerance to an extreme. We love people. We're not going to, if they don't agree with us, if they live a lifestyle that's not right, you don't have to hate them. I don't hate anybody. But they want you to, when they say tolerance, they want you to accept the lifestyle too. And don't say anything about it and act like it's okay. Well, it's not okay. It's going to get them hurt. And I don't want people to hurt. I tell people the truth so they can get out of it. The danger that they're in. They're in trouble. Now, how do you get people out of trouble? You have to portray the truth. And at the most strategic times, according to the Holy Spirit, you got to tell them the truth. You got to be truthful. You got to show them this is dangerous. On the radio, I tell people how dangerous sin is, and I spell it out in case they don't get it. And I do it in love. As a friend, I do it in love. I say, you can't have all these girlfriends. I tell my, you know, friends that do stuff like that, I tell them, you can't cheat on your wife. Leave pornography alone. They know it's wrong. That's why they try to hide it. If you hiding, you're wrong. Everything you try to hide, you know you're wrong. They know they're wrong. Sometimes you don't even have to say nothing. They know your standards. They know how you live. And they know where you stand. When people are wrong, they try to hide from people that have standards. And it's good that if there were no standards, people wouldn't get saved. The more you learn from the Lord, you see things as they are. And sometimes I get at a crossroads. I say, Lord, I don't know how to help you. Sometimes I don't know what to say. When I'm preaching, I know what to say. But of myself, sometimes I just don't know how to handle this stuff. I say, what can I do? I can't make people get saved. I can't make them understand. I want to, but I can't. But the more you see, the more you grow. And I was talking, you know, Brother Rodney came. I was talking to him yesterday. And he preached a sermon on Lazarus. Yeah, he does my taxes, a friend of mine. And I was working on his car, checking it. And he blessed me talking about Lazarus. So Lazarus is on my mind. Good example. Lazarus is you. Jesus came to get us out of trouble. You believed on him. And now, you helping people see and understand God as you do these the things of God. You become like him, and you're going to find yourself learning things you couldn't know before. Now, I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.